the intro.
Hello. Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. As hinted in the previous video, okay, in the previous podcast about the frustration aversion paradox, FAP, FAP, FAPing, there are two main types, okay? The first you learned about already, outright aversion or avoidance. With the Seinfeld example, right? George Costanza spends 40 plus hours a week to maintain his unemployment status. Okay. The other being delay rather than outright avoidance, better known as procrastination. That is coming next, promise. Upon writing, okay, about frustration aversion outright, there are two types of that got taxonomized while writing, to use fancy Aristotelian language. Okay. The two salient types of frustration aversion, therefore, are one, out of sight, out of mind. Okay, and out of mind, out of sight. Now, the silliness of these distortions are readily apparent when stated as conditional syllogisms. This is a fancy egghead word for logical thingies, because it's easier to see how they're just distorted BS. Okay, they cultivate demands of the world that are blatantly false, and obviously this leads to frustration. Thus, a person holding these beliefs will eventually succumb to the frustration aversion paradox and get caught fapping. How embarrassing! How embarrassing! A, if out of sight, then out of mind. If I ignore it, then it will go away spontaneously and resolve itself. Okay. B, if it is out of mind, then it is out of sight. If I am aware of it, then I have a problem. Ignorance is bliss, especially if it is willful ignorance. And no news is good news. Okay. So let's review the first one, right? Out of sight, out of mind, because the last time it's been a minute. The absurdity of these premises, at least the first one, is understood by virtue of it being an idiom or a saying. Okay, out of sight, out of mind is a common saying, which means that there's a little bit of folklore around it already. This is a colloquialism referring to people's tendencies to forget things unless they're constantly stimulated by them. Although it's easy to see in concept that forgetting something is a bit different than resolving it, right? Real life dictates people lean on this distortion on the daily. If I hide the snacks, then the snacking problem is solved. Aha! This is patently false. It breeds restriction and blowing out when, rather than if, there is exposure to snacks. And then punishment in the form of self-damning, which inevitably leads to more restriction. Now, does changing the environment decrease exposure to the frustrating stimulus? Yes. Does this cultivate rational thinking and deliberate acting for purpose-filled responses the next time the frustration inevitably presents itself? Well, it'll typically be worse. It'll typically be worse because of the SRO cycle mentioned above, okay, because of the well-established restriction disinhibition phenomena of restrict, blow out, punish, punishment leads to restriction, restriction leads to more blowing out, et cetera, until you can't stand it. You go unsane. So does aversion of a chronic frustration have practical benefits? Absolutely it does, yes. Does it resolve it? Or more to the point, does the chronic frustration spontaneously resolve itself? In most cases, no. It leads to more aversion, and chronic aversion presents a whole new set of frustrating stimuli. This is why it is paradoxical, and getting caught fapping might be a problem. You probably will get caught fapping. Right? So moving on to a second way to overtly avoid frustration, out of mind, out of sight. Now, to be frank, I just made this up by butchering out of sight, out of mind, and I brazenly depend on context clues to give it meaning. Out of mind, out of sight implies that a person only deems something worthy of existing if they have appraised it worthy of existence. No news is good news, right? Ignorance is bliss. It is quite clear empirically that things exist if a person is aware of them or if they are ignorant of them. However, if a person remains willfully ignorant, then they can go on with their lives as if everything is just fine and dandy. Okay? How can you possibly be frustrated if you bypass anything that could possibly lead to frustrations? Aha! Additionally, how can an outcome be bad if you're ignoring the possibility of a bad outcome at all? This ends up manifesting as a lot of why bother type of thinking. As in, why bother? It's too frustrating and I can't stand it. So why bother? Why bother doing anything you think is risky? Why, if you do manage to do anything risky, why bother seeing if the outcome will frustrate you? Why bother? It's only frustrating if you know what the outcome is. The only way you get rejected is if apply, so why bother? If you do apply, the only way to get rejected is if you open the letter from the admissions committee. Why bother? The only way to get stood up is to ask him out. Why bother? Or if you do manage to ask him out, the only way to get stood up is if you show up to see if you've been stood up. So why bother? A biological female can only be pregnant if they get an ultrasound, right? Why bother? You can only run out of fuel if you check the fuel gauge, right? Why bother? You can only get fatter if you step on the scale, right? Why bother? You can only have an STD if you get tested, right? Why bother? The bill can only be high if you check the invoice, right? Why bother? I got like 10 more of these. Your pants can only fit poorly if you put them on, right? Why bother? Calories only count if you count the calories, right? Why bother? A dying relative is only dying if you go visit them, right? Why bother? You can only be diabetic if you take your blood sugar, right? Why bother? You can only have a cavity if you go to the dentist, right? Why bother? You can only have a heart problem if you get an ECG, right? Why bother? Now, another fabulous real-life example of this at scale is that Disney knows that one bad personal experience, such as stepping on a gum or kicking trash, means hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars in generational income from a single person by virtue of the people they speak with that would have otherwise supported Disney. Okay, so they spend what is apparently obscene amounts of resources on things like trash cans and employees to pick up trash. Disney could focus on improving any one of the things about their parks, overlooking the trash problem, and there would still be a trash problem and growing trash problem and costing them ridiculous amounts of money. They'd be caught fapping. Disney could go a step further and take the position that, well, there can only be something wrong if there's a place for complaints to go, so why bother having a complaint box? No news is good news. Why bother? So does remaining willfully ignorant of what might happen prevent it from happening? Are things only worth existing if you willfully subject yourself to evidence that you deem legitimate? If you appraise it as worthy of existing? Again, this seems absurd when stated this way because it is. But again, just like out of sight, out of mind, out of sight is just as prevalent, maybe more. People go about their lives willfully ignorant of many thoughts, surroundings, frustrations, outcomes in their lives and other lives, etc., blocking themselves from learning things on purpose that might frustrate them in hopes that, well, it can only be a legitimate frustration. It can only pose a threat if I know it's there. So why bother? A lot of people ask themselves some variation of why bother. Much like if a person does a goof and asks themselves, what the heck was I thinking? Right? These words are used as figures of speech. They are figures because they mean something other than the words imply. They're just expressing a negative feeling. They're just used as mere face noises, as much as a person grumbles when they get frustrated. If you stub your toe and go, ugh, you could just as well stub your toe and say, what was I thinking? It's literally the same face noise expressing the same thing. This is a face noise representing a negative feeling. It'd be better if they realized the face noise they were making was actually a combination of words that formed a question. A question that, if they took it seriously, would be of immense help to their situation. Why bother? Exactly, why bother? This is a good opportunity to STFU. A good opportunity to STFU to assess the stimulus and the thinking and feeling and urging that's leading to that. When encountering a frustrating stimulus, S, a lot of people ask themselves or others rhetorical questions as a response. R, what the F was that? Why can't this work right? How is this possible? What's the point? Is there a point? How should I know? Could this get any worse? Why bother? These are nitwitted face noises wearing makeup. Answer those questions rationally and deliberately. You'll have more purpose-filled responses and stack up constructive outcomes. That's all she wrote today. Thank you for learning. Stay rational! Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out!